You work hard. Now play harder with the all-new Nissan Armada. It's big, spacious, and powerful. It features a twin-turbo V6 engine that delivers serious strength. Inside, there's room for up to 8 passengers, perfect for bringing the whole family along. With an impressive new engine, incredible towing capacity, and adventure-ready technology, this is the first Armada to earn the Pro 4X badge. Whether you're tackling tough roads or exploring new horizons, the all-new Nissan Armada is built to keep up with your adventures.
Crafted for speed, tested and worn by Bukayo Saka. The New Balance Furon V8 refines the ultra-lightweight, precision, strike-focused design for an even greater sense of speed. A new speed control stud is designed to support control during sudden stops, sharp pivots, and moves used by the fastest players on the pitch, like Saka himself. Experience engineered minimalism crafted to support explosive movement and the sharpest of touches. Learn more and purchase a Furon at newbalance.com/Saka.
The Koivic Call on Off the Ball.
To have that drive to sort of ring card and say, right, like, here, let's be open conversation. Like, where can I improve? How can I get into your squad? I think is really, really good.
Subscribe to the Koivic Pod on the Off the Ball app now.
Off the Ball, GAA.
Anybody dreams of going up the steps of the Hogan stand in any capacity and lifting the trophy, and that's what you did.
Yeah, so it didn't feel real nearly at the time when I was walking up them. So something that you always pictured when you're away doing it. So as captain, it was very special.
Do you feel that spurred you on then into the league campaign this season?
Definitely. Probably give us the motivation, you know, coming off the back last year, that we wanted to push on and we want to do better and we want to get up the division. So yeah, no, definitely the win helped.
You've been involved in the panel for, what, about a decade now. What has changed in ladies Gaelic football in terms of how you're looked after and also the way the game is played?
Definitely, it's a massive difference from when I first started, even background teams and the time and effort that goes into it through management and maybe county board and stuff like that as well. It's come on leaps and bounds. I know obviously we have a lot to go now, but we'll keep pushing on them standards as well.
You're a PE teacher. Is that something that obviously very dovetails very well with what you do in the Gaelic football pitch?
Yeah, obviously I love everything sport and football probably has drove me on maybe to encourage me to do the PE teaching. So I know I love promoting and seeing the girls enjoy it too.
So were you a hard taskmaster? What's the general gist of the PE? Is it kind of like lengthy runs or is it strength work? What do you do in all kinds of things?
As long as the girls are enjoying it and they're moving and they're enjoying their PE is the aim, so it is.
Yeah, and it's also important as well to keep people engaged, to keep people active, to start your fitness at a young age.
Yeah, I suppose what I try to find is something that the girls will love, or that they mightn't love every sport, but as long as they find something that maybe they do enjoy and that they'll take outside of maybe in the evenings or once they leave school, that they'll always have some sort of sport behind them.
Yeah, absolutely. That was, you know, a huge goal for us this year, is to get out of Division 2. So we're very happy with that. And obviously, it would be a huge plus for us going into Championship to come away with the win this weekend.
You've got unfinished business from the semi-final last year.
Yeah, no, we can't underestimate Galway. We're aware of how much of a big challenge it will be this weekend. So we definitely do need to have our best team out and, you know, play to our potential.
So when it comes to the matches you had with them, what have you learned from, say, the semi-final last year, the league meeting you had this year? There's never been much between the two teams.
Yeah, no, we've learned so much from all of our league games this year. And in particular, we're learning from our championship game against them last year. So we've just worked on ourselves. You know, at training, we're focused on ourselves and getting, you know, our best play out. And hopefully we get that this weekend.
You grew up, I'm sure, admiring and seeing as heroes the great Cork players, Breach Corkery, Rena Buckley, and that's what you want to get back to in Cork.
100%, yeah. We've like an abundance of role models in Cork to look up to. You know, I've been fortunate enough to play with a lot of those girls myself, you know, Roisin Feeling at club and stuff like that. So that would be a huge, huge goal for us, a dream for us to get back to that success again.
How do you see the game going tactically at the weekend?
Well, we're just focused on ourselves now, and we just want to play to our potential defensively and offensively, and just play as a team. You know, we like to run at pace and stuff like that. So hopefully, we can get into that game plan and mindset this weekend.
you're from the Ahada club. Conor Coonan was a good player for Ahada, and it's, I'm sure, a club that is deep in your heart.
Absolutely, yeah. We were lucky enough to win the county final with our club this year in Ahada as well. So it's great to be coming off that success as well, to play with Cork this year. You know, and that's where, you know, the love for football starts, is that club.
We expect a huge battle from Cavan. They're a really good side, really well disciplined, and you know, we expect it to be tight. When we met previously, there was very little between us, a couple of points, but it was a really tough game on the day.
Promotion to Division 2 as well, whatever happens, you have that next year, you'll be playing better quality football against better teams.
Yeah, and that was one of the main ambitions for us at the start of this year, that we would take the opportunity to step up, and we've secured that. So, look, we'll go again on Sunday. You know, we're all here to win, and we'd love to get the silverware to top it off. So that'll be the aim.
And it would also maybe help, I suppose, salve the pain of the intermediate finals. You've had some close runs in the past.
Yeah, we've been knocking on the door. Like, we've, you know, in some cases our own fault, we'll feel as we reflect. But the fact is that we're still there. We're very close. It was the same with Division 3 the last couple of years, and we've continued. You know, Lizzie as a manager has brought in a lot of youth into the squad. So even though we've had big changes in our squad and some really good players leave, we're still coming up with these performances and putting ourselves back in positions to compete. So for Wexford ladies football, it's hugely positive.
You're in the midfield now. Are you enjoying that roving role?
Yeah, look, a step forward, I suppose, from my usual defending position. But this year it's been great. I'm playing with a long-time colleague of mine, Clara Donnelly, and we have a really easy relationship, I suppose, in the middle. So it's, I've been enjoying it.
Just in terms of the journey the game has been on over the last decade, what has changed, Roisin? What has happened in the last 10 years for ladies Gaelic football?
I think just the level that we play at, the intensity, the speed, the precision. Athletes are, you know, you see it in the male game as well, like they're finely tuned now. The professionalism for us in our setup, like across my career and playing, the changes I've seen, it's really about what we do as a unit in Wexford, the support services that we get, the strength and conditioning, the nutrition, the psychology, and bringing it all together to, you know, into athletes that can perform at a really high level.
Do you feel that the authorities are listening to you now, and that you're getting the support that you require when it comes to expenses, when it comes to cash, you know, facilities, or are we still on the road?
We're definitely still on the road, and there is a long way to go, but we have come a long way. Would I like to see faster progress towards full equality? Absolutely, I would. But every step is positive. You know, we've, through the GPA, the organisations are all working together now. There's a common charter, there's a common goal for where we want to go. And I think a really strong understanding among female athletes that this is what we deserve, and we don't deserve to be treated at a different level or different in any respect with what we receive. So I think the ambition is coming from an internal place now, and it's really helping to drive it forward.
When we talk about the road, are there any kind of specific things, well, we really need to get this going in the next couple of years?
I think probably the expenses part for players is the biggest thing for me, that would be more standardised. I think the recognition is coming through our sponsorships for in terms of promotion, but I think we need to take every opportunity, as you know, in sport and in the workplace, to, you know, position male and female at the same level.
When it comes to the, I suppose, the lure of Australian rules, is that something you can understand? Obviously, it's professional, it's people following their dream, but that's obviously a challenge as well to ladies Gaelic football.
Yeah, it is a challenge, but I think there's also huge opportunities there to look at what's working and how players are being supported. And, you know, like a lot of players, we're playing at a almost semi-professional level. We don't get paid for it, but there are opportunities where you can go and knock on those doors. So I think the interest in it is partly like being able to play sport full time, you know, in a really sunny place.
Absolutely. Just in terms of the weekend then, it's Drogheda, I believe, where you're playing Cavan. Look, to get your hands on silverware, to have that momentum into the championship, that's what you want. We saw with Meath in the last few years. They came out of nowhere. They were an intermediate team. They won the All-Ireland. It can be done.
Yeah, it can be done. And I think that 2018, we bet Meath in the Division 3 final, and then they kicked on from there. So, you know, that build, I think what Meath had that time was the consistency, the build, the deep squad. So, look, it's something that we all hope to achieve.
Roisin, thanks for speaking to Off the Ball, and the best luck on Sunday against Cavan.
Thank you very much.
You work hard. Now play harder with the all-new Nissan Armada. It's big, spacious, and powerful. It features a twin-turbo V6 engine that delivers serious strength. Inside, there's room for up to 8 passengers, perfect for bringing the whole family along. With an impressive new engine, incredible towing capacity, and adventure-ready technology, this is the first Armada to earn the Pro 4X badge. Whether you're tackling tough roads or exploring new horizons, the all-new Nissan Armada is built to keep up with your adventures.
This week on Diverted.
What have you heard about this festival?
That they fight each other, and some people in the past, they choose to die. So
you say that they choose to die?
Some of them, because for them it's not something bad. If somebody dies, for the whole community, it's like an offering for Pachamama, to say thank you for what they have in life, the products, all this stuff.
In episode 3, we're going to Bolivia.
As soon as I get there, this cloud of white gas starts billowing towards me.
Tear gas.
Oh my God. I can actually feel it.
Go, guys.
Go. Oh.
Diverted. Coming every Tuesday to your podcast feed, wherever you get your podcasts.
Tune in and get diverted on Off the Ball.
Yeah, getting back to Division 1 was one of our goals. It was a great achievement for us, but I think now that we have a final to look forward to, that's our focus. So hopefully we can get a win and get a bit of silverware.
Was it painful, the final last year against Kerry? I know with like Port Joyce and the male players, we talk about how painful the Armagh game was. Is it something that you just have to just let process through and just say, you know what, we're nearly there, we'll go again this year?
Yeah, I think a loss is always tough to take, but that's sport. There's always ups and downs. So we just had to take learnings from that game and just regroup this year. So that was our moving forward.
What were the learnings that you took?
I think like on the day there's just a lot of pressure and you just have to try to control the game, different game plans, just keep working on and keep building from there.
Croke Park is a hallowed turf, and I was just speaking to Shannon McQuaid there for Fermanagh, who lifted the Junior Cup last year. Is it a place that you need to get used to, or once you get in there that, you know, this is a familiar spot, I know what this is like, and it's just another pitch?
I think at first, like, it can be a big stage. Croke Park's always where you want to be playing. I think a lot of our girls have played there now already, so it shouldn't be too much to take.
And in terms of the matches against Cork in the semi-final last year and the game in the league this year, which you won, what are the kind of things you've taken from the kind of the battle you expect against Cork this weekend?
I think they always bring a lot of intensity. They like quick ball in, so just try work on ourselves, keep controlling the controllables. So hopefully we can get a win with that.
Definitely. I suppose my role this year, I'm kind of a wee bit like floating about, I would say. But the free tech, and do you know what? This is probably my first year hitting frees. We've always had a free taker, but I have, between myself and another girl, Maria, and Lily, kind of take that role, and it's enjoyable. It's nice to kind of have something else to think about, and I like the, obviously, of course, as a forward, you like to score, so it's good that way.
You've got a twin on the team as well.
Yep, she's a new goalkeeper. This is her first year, actually, as a goalkeeper, and she's doing very well.
Her name is Anya. So is it a case that you'd like Fight Club, you don't talk about football when you go home, or do you lean on each other sometimes about advice and support?
It's always football talk, and it's a bit of advice, I suppose, as a forward, and I'm going at a goalkeeper, you know, I can ask that way, and then same as her, it's just like, you know, like what's a forward thinking, attacking at her. So we bounce off each other kind of back and forth every now and again.
What's changed since you started playing ladies Gaelic football in terms of the supports and also in terms of the way the game is played?
It's definitely grown in popularity over the years, which is great. You know, it's even the halftime games, having youngers playing at halftime and all, it's great to see. And it's definitely going in the right direction, and the numbers have definitely increased, which is great to see.
You're passionate about it. You're looking forward to this weekend, and I mean, I'm sure after winning the junior against Fermanagh a couple of years ago, you'd be hoping for more silverware in Clonus.
Yes, definitely. It's, I suppose the year you go throughout the league and you want to win it, and that is what we want to do this year too. So, like I said before, even with promotion, that's we still want to do that as a kind of like a bit of a build up to our championship campaigns coming up.
I know, I suppose looking at Armagh, when I first started playing, we were probably on par with Armagh and maybe even bet them the first few games. So you do look at that and you wonder, how are they progressing so well? And they are doing unbelievable. And I suppose it kind of helps you look forward and kind of think, well, we can get to there. If they've done it, why can't we? So definitely an inspiration, yeah.
You took it last year out. Did you miss it?
I definitely think it was a big decision at the time, and it was not something that I took lightly, but I did enjoy my year out. I got a lot of club football in and enjoyed my year with the club girls, so I can't say I regretted it, but no, I enjoyed my year now, in fairness.
Is it hard when you come back to intercounty? Is it a hard slog for the first month, say, when you're coming back in?
Definitely. A lot of hard yards put in from December to January, February. And even still, I suppose you have a few weeks there breaks between a few different league games. So definitely a lot of tough sessions put in over the last few months.
Cavan's always had a good underage structure.
Yeah, definitely. Especially in the last few years. You see, you had the minors winning All-Ireland last year. It was phenomenal. Under-14s, under-16s are always great. So hopefully we'll see that coming through the ranks now.
That means you've got to be a bit of an elder statesperson in the team. Does that mean you're looking to kind of be a mentor or a guide to the younger players coming through?
I know, yeah, it's not. It doesn't feel like that long ago where I was the one stepping up, which is mad. But the girls have stepped up have taken it in their stride, and they're part of the senior team, and it's nice to be there to chat to them. But they don't need mentoring; they are well fit for it, so which is great.
Hopefully you're all well fit for the game against Wexford the weekend. The best of luck on Sunday, and hopefully it might be silverware going Cavan's way.
Thank you very much.
We've come up against Kerry a number of times in recent years, and they've been really tough games. But as I said, it's one we'll be really looking forward to. They're obviously All-Ireland champions and well-deserving last year. But we know we're not too far away from that standard. It'll be tough, but really looking forward to it.
Have you drawn inspiration from what the men have done in the last 12 months as well? And obviously your brother Barry involved.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we probably referenced the men's team a bit to training. I think definitely their strength of their squad is something definitely that we can look to as well. But yeah, I think they were complete underdogs last year and came to All-Ireland glory. So if it was something that we were able to emulate, that would be amazing.
What kind of tactical and maybe, I suppose we were looking at through the guise of the game plan and the play this weekend, what do you expect from Kerry? What kind of team are they to play against?
I would imagine, as with all Kerry teams, they're going to be very physical. We know they have a lot of talent up front and they're very solid at the back. It'll be a big challenge for us. But I think in a stadium like Croke Park, we'll hopefully be able to express ourselves and play our own game. But we know there's a lot of threats in their team that we'll have to manage as well.
Do you enjoy the defensive play?
Yeah, no, I do like a battle, and it will be one at the weekend given the forwards they have. But no, it'll be as much attacking as it is defending. There's a lot of quality on both sides, so it should be a good game.
Every young person wants to play in Croke Park. What is it like?
Okay, it's brilliant, and hopefully if we get the weather like we've been having this week, it should be another great day. I think just it feels so big compared to every other ground that you've played in, and the ball probably moves up a bit quicker as well, but it's brilliant and great that we got the opportunity to showcase our league finals there again this year.
Just in terms of the journey that you've been on and the game has been on, do you feel the game is in as good a place as it's ever been?
Yeah, I mean, every year, you know, girls are getting a bit more experience and they're developing physically. I think whenever I first started out, S&C probably wasn't as big in the ladies' game, and now, we're all just talking there about how much it's developed since we were, come underage. But no, I think it's definitely, the game's definitely grown, and you can see that in terms of the support we're getting out for our games as well, and hopefully that continues.
Yeah, it has been. We've had a great year now, winning the All-Ireland last year, and it's great to get back to Croke Park now this Saturday as well.
You know Armagh very well.
We do. We've built up a nice little rivalry with them over the years. I suppose losing to them at the start of the year set us up well, I suppose, for the rest of the games, because it showed us our weaknesses and we built from that. And this time last year, we were playing them in the league final and lost quite comprehensively. Probably could have lost by more, but we're happy then to beat them then in the semi-final.
What were the learnings from last year's final that you took into the semi and then into the final against Galway?
I think we just didn't play with freedom. We didn't play with how Kerry played. We kind of played to their strengths, bringing balls into tackles and not using the kick passing game as much. So when we played them then in the semi-final, we knew what to work on, and we kind of found out their key players a bit more and were able to do better man marking jobs on them, and I think that's how we got over the line then as well.
Does an All-Ireland win, and it was the first since 1993, just give you huge confidence now?
Yeah, definitely. Look, it's like a monkey off the back for a lot of us. We're allowed to play with a bit of freedom and we're enjoying the game a lot more. Last year was great, but leading up to the final, I suppose there was a lot of pressure on us and maybe we didn't enjoy it as much and hadn't been enjoying the football side of things as much. So just to play this year, we're just really having fun.
Have you seen the reaction in Kerry in the last few months? People coming up to you in the street or people just going, oh, look, well done, you've won the All-Ireland and drive it on?
Yeah, definitely. The community has been exceptional. Locally, my Cordell team and the community are just so proud of me and the Cordell girls and Scarta Glen, the parish. And then at work as well, a lot of people seem to recognise us and recognise what we've done, and they're really proud, so it's great. Yeah, it's great for young kids in the county.
And just for Armagh as well, every time you meet a county and there's a new chapter, that's always really exciting, I'm sure, in the build-up to a game.
Yeah, look, Armagh are flying and they still have the likes of Amy Mackin to come back, so that'll be a big issue when it does come back for the other counties, but it's great to play them. I would have been, I suppose, at the start of championship last year, most wary about them. Just the team that they are, they're just exceptional. They've been kind of similar to us, stuck in Division 2 for a while, winning games, winning the odd Ulster Championship, but always contending for an All-Ireland, and I think they're there, thereabouts as well this year, so they'll be very strong.
The profile of the game is only getting bigger and better, isn't it? Little sponsoring here, and you've got a Division 2 final, Cork and Galway, and Division 1 final on a Saturday. Silverware to be lifted at Croke Park, and plenty of eyeballs on it as well, Ashley.
Yeah, the standard has gone up massively in ladies football since I first started playing, and to play in Croke Park so regularly now is just something I wouldn't have thought of that would have been possible when I started out, so that's great. And the Galway Cork Division 2 final, that'll be some battle as well. Both teams, I know they're promoted, but they'll want silverware leading into championship. We'll be keeping a close eye on that as well, I suppose, when we're playing Cork a few weeks later.
The best of luck, Ashling, against Armagh, and thanks for speaking to Off the Ball.
Thanks a million.
You work hard. Now play harder with the all-new Nissan Armada. It's big, spacious, and powerful. It features a twin-turbo V6 engine that delivers serious strength. Inside, there's room for up to 8 passengers, perfect for bringing the whole family along. With an impressive new engine, incredible towing capacity, and adventure-ready technology, this is the first Armada to earn the Pro 4X badge. Whether you're tackling tough roads or exploring new horizons, the all-new Nissan Armada is built to keep up with your adventures.